I'm Zach Vincent, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. God always provides for His children, and this should instill in us a spirit of gratitude and thankfulness. Matthew 6:28-34 says, "And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. Yet that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire. Will He not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Those verses place in me an intense spirit of gratitude and thankfulness. God will always take care of us and meet our needs. He promises to. I think that the way to express our gratitude to Him is to live life in continual growing trust in Him. God often instructs us to follow Him. Jesus says to follow Him, for His yoke is easy and His burden is light. His first words to some of His disciples were, "Follow Me." I think that there's no better way to show God gratitude and thankfulness than to do exactly what He says to do. And when we are following Him in faith and trust, an emotion of gratitude can't help from welling up in our hearts. This then should spill over into our prayer lives. One of the best ways to pray is to thank God for all He has done, for who He is. Jesus instructs us in the Sermon on the Mount to pray, "Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name." In other words, we should start our prayers to God by expressing our gratitude and thankfulness for who He is, giving honor and glory to His name. How often do we come to God with a laundry list of problems and worries, and spend the majority of the time dwelling on these? Sure, God wants us to lay our worries at His feet for Him to take them up for us. But do we lose sight of who we're talking to? This is not just any conversation. It's a conversation with the King of the universe, who knows us better than we know ourselves. We were designed to thank Him and give Him our gratitude. The amazing thing that then happens is that our focus on ourselves often leaves and we are filled with God's hope and peace. We are healed in the process. We were designed to praise and give gratitude to something other than ourselves, and God is the only perfect being worthy of receiving all our thankfulness and gratitude. It's funny, oftentimes in prayer, when we do this, our worries don't seem so relevant anymore. God knows all of our concerns before we even bring them to Him, and giving Him adoration through offering Him thanksgiving and gratitude brings all our worries away from ourselves while we just bask in the protection and love of our God. What a great God we serve. Praise Him. Give Him thanks. He will bring life to your bones. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.